I'm Jack Lessenberry. There's been a fair amount of excitement over Ken Burns' new documentary series, this one, an 18-hour blockbuster on the Vietnam War. Burns, who grew up in Ann Arbor, long ago became America's tribal storyteller, the man who helps us find out who we are, whether the topic is jazz or baseball or the Civil War. Some years ago, I realized with a start that for most of my college students, Vietnam was ancient history. Most knew little about it, which is perhaps not surprising, given that for years, America's longest war was a subject we longed to forget. More than 3 million Americans served in Vietnam, hundreds of thousands from Michigan. I wasn't one. I had student deferments, and then I sweated it out the night draft lottery numbers were given out. There were only 5 numbers left when I got mine, and it was a lucky one. It meant I would never have to go. Like Ken Burns, who I met for the first time last fall, I don't know what I would have done had I been called up. That would have been in 1971, long after anyone believed in the purpose of the war or that we had any chance for a result that resembled winning. The kids I went to high school with died. 58,000 in all, 2,665 from Michigan. The last American soldier to die in Vietnam before the ceasefire took effect was a colonel from Menominee. His name and all the Michigan names are on a wall at an American Legion post in South Haven. Nobody likes to say they died for nothing, though they essentially did. 2 years after we left, South Vietnam collapsed and the Communist North unified the country. Today we have diplomatic relations with Vietnam, visit on package tours, and sell them Coca-Cola. Meanwhile, many of the more than 200,000 Michigan Vietnam vets who are still alive are still struggling to cope with life. Mike Sand, a now-retired industrial arts teacher from Fraser, is the former president of Michigan's famous Chapter 9, Vietnam Veterans of America. When I last talked with him a couple weeks ago, Ken Burns' film didn't come up. Instead, Sand was scrambling around because a man named Nu Zor Kyu had died. He was a native of Laos and had fought the communists with the Americans during the war and then came here. He'd wanted a 21-gun salute at his funeral. Eventually, by working the phones, a group called the Macomb County Ritual Honor Guard agreed to conduct the ceremony, which took place on September 11th. Mike Sand, I knew, would have done as much had the deceased been a veteran of any war. The Vietnam veterans of Chapter 9 have a motto: never again shall one generation of veterans abandon another. For years, they've wanted to establish a veterans' memorial park somewhere near downtown Detroit. They've been getting the runaround from the city ever since. What I think is that Vietnam divided this country as nothing ever has and helped begin the process of polarization we are now in, and none of it is the fault of the kids we shipped over there half a century ago. We owe it to ourselves not to forget and not to abandon them either.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.